in Washington. Correspondent Mike Kunzelman reports the Hunter Biden case is now in the hands of the jury.
The jury heard from the prosecutor, a prosecutor who said that the evidence was overwhelming against Mr. Biden and that he knowingly filled out a form in which he checked no on the box that asked if he was a drug addict, when in fact in his memoir and from the testimony of other people during the trial, it was well established that he had a long-running drug habit during the years after the death of his brother, Beau. The prosecutor also told the jury to disregard all of the famous faces in the front row of the court. The defense attorney who spoke to the jury basically told him that he had a good reason to believe that he was not an active user of drugs at the time when he bought the gun. That's what the jury has to decide, whether or not he lied on that form when he filled it out.
12 people are recovering from injuries after a shooting that broke out at a rooftop party in Wisconsin. Early yesterday, Madison Police Chief Sean Barnes.
10 of these victims suffered a gunshot or grazed wound. One was injured by broken glass, and another suffered a shoulder injury while trying to escape the fray.
Those comments airing on WKOW-TV. Cheating on a test has taken on a whole new meaning in the auto industry.
Toyota chairman Akio Toyoda has apologized for massive cheating on certification tests for 7 vehicle models. The fraudulent testing at Japan's top automaker involved the use of inadequate or outdated data in collision tests and incorrect testing of airbag inflation and rear seat damage in crashes. Engine tests were also found to be falsified. Toyota recently stopped production of 3 models made in Japan. The deceptive test does not affect the safety of the vehicles already on roads. 2 other Japanese automakers, Mazda and Honda, also recently reported improper testing of their vehicles, but said they are safe to use. Ron Taylor reporting.
Stocks drifted to a slightly higher close ahead of a week with several top-tier reports on inflation due to be released. This is SRN News. Biden and Trump voters disagree on key cultural issues.
That seems like a given, but the Pew Research Center wanted to prove it, and it's just released a poll on the matter. Can a person change their gender? 59% of Biden supporters say yes, versus only 9% of Trump supporters. And just 19% of people who plan to vote for Biden think the country is better off when people prioritize marriage and children, versus 59% of Trump voters who believe that. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Thousands of people will gather in Indianapolis this week for the annual meeting of the Southern Baptist Convention. Messengers, as voting delegates are known, will decide on whether to establish a constitutional ban on churches with women pastors. They'll also hear a report and get outside criticism of the SBC's handling of sexual abuse among the clergy. Membership is in steady decline. The messengers will consider a report on how efforts to reverse that trend fell short. This is SRN News. Correspondent Ed Donahue reports on a new hope for people with Alzheimer's disease.
The drug is donanemab from Eli Lilly, and the FDA advisors say its ability to slow Alzheimer's outweighs its risks, including side effects like brain swelling and bleeding that will have to be monitored. One panel member thought the evidence in the trial in people with mild dementia was very strong. The slowdown in Alzheimer's seen in the tests amounts to several months. Experts disagree on whether patients or their loved ones will be able to detect the difference. A final decision by the FDA is expected later this month. If approved, donanemab would be the second Alzheimer's drug cleared for use. The other is Leqembi from a Japanese drug maker. Ed Donahue, Washington.
The final vote had been expected earlier this year, but it was delayed until an independent panel of experts could evaluate the drug's claims. You'll find more on these stories at srnnews.com.